This goes out to the AVS fam, to the crew getting ready at the Pepsi can. DJ Triple T banging thunder with the high jams. My dog Bernie Yan smiles in the West stands.
The ColoradoHockey.com podcast is brought to you by FSwim.com, AVSFAM.com.
Colorado hockey has always been about putting out into the world the things that we wish we could find there but couldn't find. Now that the podcast scene is thriving here in Colorado and we have plenty of beat reporters giving us the news after every single game, we decided to focus a little bit more on the things that we think aren't being covered but should be covered. And one of those is a good look at the goaltending pipeline, or we call it the goaltending situation in Colorado. Along the way, we've talked to a lot of cool people as we research this, and we're going to be handing out these little blurbs to you so you can get to know some of the people we're getting to know along the way. We reached out to ingoalmag.com, and they were kind enough to introduce us to Kat Silverman, who is an excellent writer and somebody who's very knowledgeable not just about goaltenders, but also goaltender masks. Be sure to give Kat a follow on Twitter to keep up with her and everything she's doing at Kat M. Silverman. This clip starts with the conversation about masks in general and the stories that they can tell about a goaltender, and we wanted her to tell us one of the more recent stories that she found to be interesting with the goaltender and the mask that they wore.
There have been a couple really good personal story masks, but I think the best one this year is Malcolm Subban's. And he obviously, I mean, he was a first round draft pick for the Bruins, didn't really pan out there. He was the second of the three Subban brothers to get moved from his draft team. He got a Vegas Strong mask this year, and I think that's unbelievably cool of him.
I'm sure that none of you need a reminder of what happened in Vegas, but I would suggest that you go over to InGoal Mag and look at an article written by Kat Silverman about the Vegas Strong mask and Malcolm Subban. Quoting from that article, entitled Vegas Strong, the mask heartbreakingly speaks for itself. The 23-year-old honored the resilient city still recovering from the deadliest individual mask shooting in United States history. You can find a direct link to the article in the show notes at coloradohockey.com.
So he's got, I believe it's a David Gunnarsson mask, and he's, for people who are interested in looking up David Gunnarsson, he's one of the league's biggest mask artists.
I think all of our goalies have had a mask from him that I can remember.
He does all of Varlamov's masks, and I believe he does most of Bernier's as well. And Bernier has a lion on his mask, which is pretty cool. That's a cool story. He's a Leo. He's very into that, which you don't get from a lot of hockey players. But so he's got a lion tattoo on himself. He's got a giant lion head on his mask because he's a Leo, which is, you know, it is what, like you said, goalies are a breed all their own.
They really are. I know Pickard had a mask as well from David Art.
I believe you're right. He has a cool new one for
Barrett. Definitely did.
Oh yeah. He does some really cool masks with him.
I follow him on Instagram. That's like one of the best accounts to follow, really.
Dave Art?
It's amazing because it's very much by hand. This guy has a lot of tech he could jump to, but he still kind of does it the old crafted way. Like, he is the Etsy of mask makers.
That's the best way to put it. Calvin Pickard just got his Toronto mask from Dave Art, and it's just like these overlapping classic Toronto Maple Leafs, and they're all like woven together and they become one leaf. It's very cool looking. But now Malcolm Subban has it's the Vegas colors, but he doesn't have the Vegas Golden Knights written anywhere on it. It just says Vegas Strong in huge letters.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's he's a good guy.
Any hope for him?
I didn't like him with Boston, but he's doing a really good job in Vegas. So it may have just been, you know, Bob Essence is a good coach in Boston, but maybe he just wasn't the right coach for Malcolm Subban. I'm not sure. Another guy did a really good mask. Pekka Rinne has wild, crazy predator, like sea creatures on his mask every year, but he also did a mask for Texas. So he basically auctioned his mask off for Hurricane Harvey.
That's pretty cool.
Little stories like that.
I like him. Any personality you can get, right? I almost wish the players could have like decorated helmets, but that's never happening.
That's one of the things that goalies love is, you know, a couple of them have said you don't get to show a lot of personality in hockey, but you get to basically show your life story, whatever you want to put on your mask. That, I mean, like Freddie Anderson's from Denmark. He always has a Lego on his mask leading up to this year. I think he took it off, but Lego is the big company out of Denmark. It's one of their few big success stories, and obviously Lego's huge.
I didn't know that at all. Now I have something to be mad at every time I step on a Lego.
Yeah.
yeah. Damn you, Denmark.
Lego is from Denmark. And so Freddie Anderson always has a little Lego character on, like, one of the little, what are they called? The minifigs. He has little minifigs on his mask, which is super cool. And Rito Barra loves to surf, and he's super excited that he's in Anaheim this year so he can surf all the time. So he has an iconic surf shop and a really fun beach in Anaheim as sort of a silhouette on his mask. Stuff like that. It's really cool every time I get one of the masks. And we do a lot of work with Sylvie Marcellet. I don't know if she does anything with Avs players, but she does a lot of really cool masks for Quebecois players in particular.
Sylvie Marcellet is the up-and-comer in the NHL mask painting business, and next to Dave Art, paints some of the coolest masks you're going to see in the league, including ex-Avs goalies Craig Anderson and Retro Barra. Check them out at cedarbrush.com, and of course, the link is in the show notes.
And she sends us the stories of, like, how she came up with the design, and she'll be like, while she's typing, she's like, and then in the middle of the night, I woke up and I knew, and I ran to my, like, drawing board, and I sketched out the mask and sent it to the player, and he loved it. So it's a lot of fun learning about that stuff.
That is a lot of fun. I feel like the only move left, though, is somebody has to go complete white for a while just to reset everything, and then we can start building it back up. Because you have, I mean, everything you can think of, including the Ben Bishop glowing-in-the-dark mask, you know?
The Tron mask was really cool.
It was, but what I've learned, or what I think I know anyways from looking around a little bit, is I think the NHL has a little bit of a say in what can or can't be on a mask.
Teams do, because, like, the LA Kings... players cannot have color on their masks. They tried to create a purple Jeff Zatkoff mask this year to sort of throw back to the Kings wearing purple, and the team nixed it.
Why are you so into goalies? How did this happen?
I'm a goalie. I liked writing about goalie style and like technique and goalie coaching, because that's what I thought I wanted to do, was on the ice stuff. But, you know, making extra money writing about the masks was at first just that. It was, you know, writing about the masks to make some money. And it's so cool learning about the masks that, like, how can you not fall in love with that? So every time they ask, do you want to do this mask piece for us? I'm like, yes, I do. Of course I do. Even though it's not having to do with the technique, which is what I initially wanted to spend more time specializing in.
And that, my friends, is Kat Silverman. If you find her as fantastic as we do, rejoice, because you're going to be hearing a lot more from her as we research the goalie situation in Colorado and try to figure out what our pipeline looks like and what the future of Avalanche goaltending looks like. We'll be talking to a handful of people that you're definitely going to recognize, but until then, we'll be sending out some of these little short blips that we think are really interesting and really fun as we work it out. This and every other show that we do is brought to you by AbsFam, absfam.com. The coolest hockey shirts you can't find anywhere else, because they're not available anywhere else. They're only available at absfam.com. Stay awesome.